This is Smart Tech, episode 1502, the worst password of 2014. Hello and welcome to this security, yes, another security episode of Smart Tech. Will he ever stop talking about this stuff? No, because it's so amazing. I am your host, Chuck Minear, and I am your password expert. And why am I a password expert? Because I just called myself that. Because in technology, you pretty much just call yourself an expert to be an expert. I have a microphone, I have a recording app, and I have a podcast. I'm an expert. You want to be an expert? Come on the show. You can be an expert too. But seriously, this is quite an amazing article that I've read from the Mac Rumors website. And these passwords were gathered by a site called Splash Data. And I will put all of this on our website, smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV. You go there. You can look at the show notes and you can see the links that I talk about, and I will list the worst passwords of 2014 for you. So why do I keep harping on this? Because people keep using stupid passwords. Passwords are your main security block for your data. If you put any data on the web, you have email, you have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have a cloud account like Dropbox or Google Drive or Copy, all of those, you enter into those through a password. It's very important that you choose a complex password that's difficult to hack, because frankly, a good hacker with some good software and some time can hack pretty much any account they want to, but it's kind of like the idea of being parked in a parking lot with a whole bunch of cars. The one that will get broken into most likely are the ones that are unlocked and that put something valuable on the seat for people to see. And so they're looking for easy marks. And it's the same way on the internet. People are looking for easy marks. And if you make your data more difficult to access than your neighbor, the chances of you being hacked diminish tremendously. So this site called Splash Data looked at more than 3.3 million passwords that were leaked across 2014. Most of these password users were from North America and Western Europe. And they looked for the 10 most broken passwords, the ones that were hacked the most. Okay. So here we go. Let's get right into it. Number 10, football. F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L. Yes, that is the word that they use for their password. Number 9, the word dragon. Number 8, baseball. Number 7, my favorite. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. A lot of passwords are 4-digit pins, and I'll bet you that a lot of people have 1, 2, 3, 4 as their pin number for their ATM card too. Number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Because if you add more numbers, it becomes more complex, right? Except they're all in the same order. Number 5, QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. And of course, if you know how to type, those are the first 6 letters on the top left of your keyboard. So people just, that's why those are called QWERTY keyboards. By the way, that layout. And so people just lay their left hand on the top row and just hit the first 5 keys there as their password. Do not use QWERTY. Number 4, much like number 6 and number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, leaving the number 9 off. I guess People were too lazy to put a number 9 on the end, and so that became number 4. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 2, which has become the number 1 password from the past, had been the number 1 password in the past, and is now fallen to number 2, the word password, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. Yes. The number of people who use the word password as their password is remarkably high. And ladies and gentlemen, the number one most popular password of 2014 from the leaked passwords list from Splash Data is 123456. In the comments on this article, one person said, oh, good, they didn't put my password, 123456 7. Good, I'm going to use that one. Yeah, I don't know why the 7 is out of there. It's either 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are the worst passwords of 2014, according to Splash Data and Mac Rumors. Thank you very much. Morgan Slane, the CEO of Splash Data, says passwords based on simple patterns on your keyboard remain popular despite how weak they are. Any password using numbers alone should be avoided, especially sequences. As more websites require stronger passwords or combinations of letters and numbers, longer keyboard patterns are becoming common passwords, and they are still not secure. Do not use a common pattern to enter as your password, like ABCDEFG, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, QWERTY, any order of keys on your keyboard should not be used. Same with a numeric keypad, as well as 6, 7, 8, 9, the last 4. So you also don't want to use things like your birthday, your mom's birthday, numbers that people who really want to hack your account can figure out, you don't want to use. So what do you use? Use a password management app, please. It is one of the best investments you can make. And I've gone over this. If you've been listening to Smart Tech over the last 2 years, you know that I have harped on this. My favorite password management app is 1Password. I use it. I swear by it. It is on all of my devices. It lets me put long strings of random characters as my password. And each site that I use online, which are quite a few now, especially since I've been doing this show, are different. I do not have the same password on any site because I use 1Password. The other ones you can use are Splash ID. Splash is the company that came up with this list. And there's one called LastPass. But I like 1Password. I've used it. It's been successful. And you do have to pay for it, but it's worth it. You can get the app to go on your computer. You can get the app to go on your mobile devices. And you can sync that all through there, through Dropbox or some other cloud service. There's no excuse not to do that. And I'll tell you what. Using an iPhone 6, which is what I use, with the fingerprint ID, I've got it set up on my 1Password. So when I want to access 1Password, I can use my fingerprint for access to the data. And I don't even have to remember my 1Password. I just have to have my thumb with me. So it becomes really easy and really secure. So once again, stay away from keyboard sequences, baseball, football, your favorite sports, your favorite team-based words. Birthdays and birth years are not recommended. Names with common monikers like Michael, Jennifer, Thomas, Jordan. They're within the top 50 most commonly used password. Don't use swear words, phrases, hobbies, athletics, car brands. In fact, the most secure password is one that is not a real word. Because as I said in a previous episode, there are programs that go through the dictionary, basically, and randomly use real words as its first step to crack a password. So All of my passwords are random sequences. They have numbers, letters, capital and small, and they also have special characters if the site allows special characters. They are high. I mean, some of my passwords are 24 characters long. I don't know what they are, but one password does. And so I'm able to put those in as my, moniker. I'm able to put those in as the passwords using my one password, secret password, which I of course don't use anywhere else except for one password. And I also change those passwords regularly, and one password lets you do that. If I put in a new password, or I have one password choose a new password for me, one password will come up and say, do you want to change that password in your vault? And I go, yes. And I don't have to copy paste it, put it in myself, type it in myself. One password takes care of that management in the background. So it's much easier for me to go in and change my password if I need to change my password. So that's it. The beginning of this year, we're still in the month of January. Go back and check your passwords, especially on mission critical sites. Make sure that you're not using the same password on multiple sites. And please do not use the word password or 123456. If you'd like more information or you'd like links to the articles that I referenced in this, please go to our website. It's www.smartech.tv. You can get all your technology information there. There are links when we have special announcements. I put those on the blog. And you can also go to our Facebook page, which is linked to from our website, and like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. And you can look for us on other social media. And those are all linked on the website. Finally, as I do every week, I ask you to sign up for our newsletter. We send out our newsletter about once a month with our new changes and updates to it and some other information that you might find interesting. The problem with Facebook is that some people get the message and some people don't. So I'd really like it if you'd sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter is going to get to you where Facebook and Twitter don't always. So we don't sell your information. We don't give it away. It is ours. It is secret. It is between you and me. So if you go to our website, smarttech.tv, over on the right, you can sign up for our newsletter and we'll send that to you. We promise not to spam the heck out of you, okay? Because we value you as a listener. So take this as a warning. Take this as a suggestion. Go back, check your passwords, because once your data is breached, getting that back, it's like, you know, letting the cat out of the bag and all the old sayings like that. Once it's out of the bag, getting it back in the bag is really difficult, almost impossible. So secure your data now. Go and do this. So until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.